Yes, it is The Critic with my pal, the DA of Charleston Law. It is the great David Aller. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well.
All right, DA, we're heading into my favorite part of the year. We got March Madness and spring training baseball. And I want to ask you about something which is probably hard to describe or hard to prove legally that you're seeing a lot of in the news. Collusion. You see it with baseball owners not signing free agent players.
Well, the biggest thing is it's very much, sort of similar to conspiracy because you have an agreement amongst individuals. But in this situation, the agreement is trying to affect the marketplace. I think baseball is a great example with the collusion of them trying to basically, the owners being them, get contracts down a little bit.
Yep.
If nobody signs the big names out there, which as of right now, we both know as baseball guys have not been signed, the two big names, then, their market value goes down and they're affecting the market, which is something that the government does not want. Another one, obviously, a lot of people familiar with is the collusion against Colin Kaepernick, or alleged collusion that the owners were working together in concert so that he would not be signed and not have a job, so they wouldn't have to deal with any sort of backlash from potential political messages and that sort of thing. So it is something you see in businesses, small and large, all the time, although you don't often see it in sports like we are right now. Or I shouldn't say that you're seeing it. You're seeing allegations of it. Whether it's proven one day or not, we will see.
Now, I know. How do you prove that it's just not good business? Maybe you shouldn't give these players long-time deals.
You prove it through the communications, and if they're able to show that there's a sort of a common scheme or plan. An easy example I can give, a two-second one, is there's two gas stations off an exit. They're about equal in price. All of a sudden, a third one comes in, and it's all shiny and nice and got a lot more food options, whatever it is. Well, the other two gas stations work together, lower their price $1 per gallon, and lose money for 6 months, only to bankrupt the new one, so the new one goes away, and then they're back to two gas stations sharing the profits instead of three. That would be an example of price fixing, collusion, that sort of thing.
That's why he is the DA of Charleston Law. He knows all criminal, civil, personal injury, auto accidents, medical malpractice. DavidAller.com, 843-310-4900. Initial consultations are 100% free and confidential. Downtown on Broad Street, North Charleston on Leeds Avenue. And speaking of sports and North Charleston, we are back at the North Charleston Coliseum this Friday for the South Carolina Stingrays. Always exciting. And the David Aller Law Office is a big part of the Stingray season.
Absolutely. It's been a great season so far. We've really had a good time being a part of the Kids Corner and look forward to this weekend and the games that we have left because, they're going by fast.
They are. And how about this afternoon turning out to be a beautiful day? Riders Law Group, you wanted to ride your bike over here. What's going on with that?
The battery died because the weather hasn't been good. So I literally went home to change clothes, going to ride it this afternoon over here, and the battery's dead. So I'll get that fixed up. We have our bike night starting next month, so when we get a little closer to that, I will announce all the dates. So we're looking forward to that. And yes, I wish I was riding instead of in a car right now.
And like 105.5 The Bridge, David Aller is everywhere. What do you got going on this weekend?
It's going to cool down a little bit, so that'll be nice for the Oyster Roast over at Saltwater Cowboys at Shim Creek. Another great event coming Saturday. If you've never been, it's really fun. The Marty Crawl is Saturday at Shim Creek.
Oh, yeah. I love that event.
Yeah, we have a great turnout every time, every year. They do such a good job of organizing it throughout it with different bars and restaurants. Also, as well on Saturday, there's an Oyster Roast over at Mainland Container Bar, which is starting to get a great following. Great music out there. If you haven't been, you really need to stop by there. Good group of people running that place and owning it. And finally, the Bacon and Bourbon event is this Saturday as well. So some fun stuff over the weekend. Looks like we should have some pretty good weather.
Since 2007, David Aller Law Offices, 843-310-4900, DavidAller.com. DA, always good to see you. And we'll definitely hang out this weekend.
Look forward to seeing everybody. Have a great week and enjoy some of these great outdoor events this weekend.
David Aller on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.